You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We don't have Thursday Night Football anymore, Jinx. So that's a little depressing. Even though I am being...
Sorry, that was me. I'm thanking God for no more Thursday Night Football. It's awful. Sorry.
How dare you, Shay? Thursday Night Football, no matter how terrible it is still football, and you still have to be thankful for it.
I like Thursday night college football because sometimes they get the previous week off or like they already played last Thursday, so it's actually like full rest. NFL Thursday night, terrible.
I'd rather watch a MAC game on a Thursday or a Wednesday than an NFL football game where these guys are worn out and it's bad teams. At least it might be fun and whimsical as opposed to two tired teams just smashing each other in the face and playing ugly football.
What? Are you kidding me? As much as you guys say this, like, did you not or did you watch these games on Thursday night? Because this is what people do. People love to complain about the NFL and how terrible the officiating is and how terrible some of these teams are. But didn't you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I put it on in the background, but I wished there were times. I'll tell you, let me put it this way. I like Thursday night football when college football was on Thursday night. I don't really miss the NFL on Thursday night when there are other options because the NFL is so violent and physical on a short week, man, it doesn't make for great games. I'm not saying I'm happy it's gone, but I'm not exactly heartbroken either.
It's also like this, every wild card game was terrible, but we watched those. Like, right. I will watch bad NFL, but it doesn't make it good. It's still bad. I'm an idiot for watching it. Like, I have to understand that. I'm okay with that. I can reconcile that my watching Thursday Night Football is grotesque, but it is also a bad product.
It's also a good way to know what day it is, though, too. Because during Chelsea. The football season, it's Monday Night Football. You know it's Monday. And then Thursday Night Football. You know it's Thursday. And then, you know, Sundays, obviously. So it's also a good bookmark for what day it is.
Chelsea, have you heard of a calendar?
Do you know how many naps we take? Do you know how many times that I wake up in the middle of the day and I'm like, what day is it? I don't even know. So I'm sorry. My time frame is a bit messed up.
As opposed to glancing at the front of your phone, looking at a calendar on your computer, you could yell out, Alexa, what day is it? You're like, is there a football game tonight? I have no idea what day it is. Oh, wait. Jags and Titans got to be Thursday then.
I'm not saying it's the only way to tell what day it is. I am just saying that it is an easy way to remember for people who don't use calendars. Because who uses a calendar? Like, Jinx, do you have a kitten calendar at home that you look at?
Everyone uses a calendar. It just, you're thinking of a physical.
Don't.
Yes, you're thinking of a physical paper calendar. You have a calendar on your phone. You have a
reminder.
But
I don't look at it.
You never look at the date. The actual
not really.
Date. Chelsea, I don't believe you.
Like, where's who cares? That? It's a Thursday. That's all it matters to me.
You know, I'll tell you why I care. Because I'm not showing up here on a Saturday. If I wake up on a Wednesday, I'll be like, I got to go to work. That's why I care.
I'm saying I don't care what day it is, like, physically. Like, January 20th doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Okay, well, guess what? It's December 6th. Tomorrow's my birthday. I expect you to get me a present if the day doesn't matter.
All right, so that was a fun delve into why I don't look at calendars. Well, coming up in 6 minutes, prop bets that can win you $2,000 this weekend. But first, we're diving into the NBA. And Luka Doncic coming off a season high, last night. What can he do for an encore? Let's bring in producer Shay to dive in to today's NBA slate.
We've got three games on the slate tonight, January 20th. I'm dying, by the way, at the thought of like Chelsea, if there's like a calendar in the room, Chelsea's averting her eyes because she so desperately doesn't want to know what the date is. She's like, don't even show me that.
Like, what does it matter if it's January 22nd or January 28th? I don't care.
Okay, so you don't care about birthdays, anniversaries, anything?
I know there's nothing going on at this time of year for me. Like, all of my friends' birthdays are like in the same month, and like January just does nothing for me.
You wake up mid-June. Wow, it must be getting close to Christmas time. Sun's out.
Hey, Christmas in July somewhere.
That's true.
All right, let's get into this. Three games on the schedule tonight in the NBA. Suns heading to Dallas to take on the Mavericks. The Suns minus 140 on the money line, -2.5 on the spread total, 212.5 in the game. 7:30 Eastern time tonight. So a little West Coast basketball on Eastern time. Jenks, be excited about this.
Well, you know what? I am excited about this. I'm going to watch this game. There's no Thursday night football. I know. What day is it? Who knows? But I'm on the Suns tonight. I think it's a short number, -2.5. And I think the Mavs are going to have a really hard time keeping up with the Suns. They play at such a quick pace. They can play the half court game. They can play a full court game. Both of these teams are playing really great basketball right now. Both have won 4 straight. But the Suns in particular on the road, 13-8 against the number, are really good. And I'm on the Suns. Again, I feel like this line should be higher, so I'll lay the 2.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What about a total in this one? Dallas has hit the under in 6 straight games. And just by that alone, it makes me a little nervous to play an under here, just because when we see these trends, sometimes when you catch them this far in, it will go the other direction. And the total in this one is 213.5, but the Suns are one of the better defensive teams in the entire NBA, clocking in with the 6th best defense statistically. And the Mavs are pretty solid defensively as well, coming in with the 3rd best defense. So I think I would lean towards an under in this one. I'm probably not going to play anything, however, just because I think this is going to be a good game to watch, and I want to just sit and enjoy it and not root for bricks.
Fair enough.
Obviously, last night, Luka, 41 points, 14 rebounds. How does he come back from that tonight against the Suns? But Chelsea, you bring up a good point, because, like, has the market adjusted? Like, I'll ask you both this question. Do we think the market has adjusted for Dallas? They've been such a surprise defensively. Nobody anticipated this team, which traditionally has been kind of like a turnstile on defense, especially in the era of Luka Doncic. Nobody expected this team to be a top 5 defensive team, and they are, and yet we're still getting totals at 212.5, which for 2021-22 in the NBA is kind of a high number. Like, I wonder, has the market failed to adjust for Dallas's defense? Because you would think with the Suns, you'd get a low number, but with Dallas, like, is this still too high?
Well, the proof is in the pudding. They've had 6 straight unders, so there's your answer.
Yeah, and 11 of their last 12 have also been on the under as well. And if you like the way Dallas is playing defense, it's going to help that DeAndre Ayton will be out for the Suns. So keep that in mind if you want to lay it with Phoenix like I am.
We also have the Pacers, one of the terrible Eastern Conference teams, but got a win last night over the Lakers. Out West taking on Golden State in the Bay. Warriors -11.5 on the spread, -650 on the money line. I'm sure the chalk donkey is all over that. Total 216.5, 10 o'clock Eastern time, Jenks. What are we looking at for Warriors Pacers early on today?
Well, just like the Mavs and Suns are a no play for Chelsea, this is a no play for me. I understand how good Golden State is at home. They have the second best against the number record in the NBA when they play out west, but they haven't been great recently, and I don't know what I'm going to get from the Warriors. Plus, this is such a huge spread, -11.5. You talk about the market catching up with a team. The market caught up with Golden State a couple weeks ago, it feels like, and now they haven't been nearly as efficient at covering the number like they were. Plus, I know it's this back end of a back-to-back for the Pacers, but they beat the Lakers outright. I think the Pacers are easily talented enough to keep it within the number. I'm not going to bet this game, but if I'm picking a side, it's definitely Pacers +11.5.
Ugh, this game is ugly. Like, normally I would just lean towards the Warriors at home, but it's a double-digit spread, and some of these spreads have kind of caught up to the Warriors, where you're going to be sweating at the end of these games. I think it was a couple nights ago. The Warriors were, I think, laying like 15 against the Pistons, and it came down to the final possession. So for me, like, I don't know if I can trust the Pacers in this one either, because they are some injuries are certainly mounting for the Pacers. Malcolm Brogdon, probable, but we don't know if he's playing. Miles Turner out indefinitely. And Domantas Sabonis was injured last game and doubtful for Thursday in this game. So I think I'll wait and see who's playing, and maybe I'll make a play in this one. But Pacers are still not a team I want to trust on the road, because away, they are 4-17. Not a team I want to trust.
Yeah, full disclosure, I haven't been betting the NBA a ton this year. I've been mostly focused on college basketball. But I know, like, last night the Pacers beat the Lakers. Probably people will look at that and see, wow, that's kind of a huge upset. Lakers right now are complete catastrophe. Like, Frank Vogel leaving Russell Westbrook on the bench in the final 4 minutes of a close game because he wanted the guys who could win the game. The roster outside of LeBron is atrocious. I don't think there's a lot that you can take from the Pacers winning that game, because the Lakers are such a mess. But when you look at the Warriors, Draymond Green's out for 2 weeks in this entire span of their quote-unquote dynasty. He's been really kind of that linchpin. I know Steph Curry's so great, but Draymond Green, you could argue, has been second most important player for the Warriors throughout this entire run. With him out for 2 weeks, I think you start to wonder a little bit about the defense. He's DPOY favorite. Couple teams on the end of back-to-backs, of course, Pacers and Mavs. That's about what we got for the NBA tonight.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.